A million people say, I got a dope idea. 100,000 of those people write the idea down. 10,000 of those 100,000 write down an elaboration of what this idea is, really becoming obsessed and immersed in that idea.
I mean, you have to feel, you have to know that nothing can stop you.
There's a machine, so you know what it
means. No distractions.
Who are you to even think that you are a businessman, an entrepreneur? You are you, and you have to remember these things, ladies and gentlemen.
You can do anything you want. You just have to make it happen.
Key, I've seen so many people start businesses or get into situations or try and involve people or try and involve a team or try and make a sale. And confidence is key,
It's like, what are you waiting for?
This is your Listen Into 2020.
It's 2020.
All right, man. What up, what up, what up? This is your boy, DJ 2020, Coach 2020, the only 2020 twin. And this is Listening In with 2020. So I did go back and forth on what I really wanted this podcast to be about. And, you know, I started off with the message to entrepreneurs, but I definitely wanted to generalize what I was doing and the messages that I was able to give you guys. So there might be times where I have group chats, or it might be times where I might be recording the presentation or event that I'm at. And I want you guys to be able to have that without me pigeonholing the topic of this particular podcast. I know you guys wouldn't want that, right? So go ahead and follow me on all my social media. DJ 2020 at Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, Bebo, whatever you want. You can find me there. Also follow me on LinkedIn at 2020 or Randall Herndon. That is my government, and I don't have no problem telling you. So let's go ahead and dive in. The topic of today's show is just getting started, or why haven't you started? Yeah. Why haven't you started? But you can kind of get a gist of where I'm going from here. It's basically talking about the process. The process of starting your business, starting your idea, starting your thing. Starting that thing that's going to make you famous, or make you rich, or make you the entrepreneur that you've always wanted to be, or make you the creator that you've always wanted to be, or make you the millionaire, or the thousandaire, or the gazillionaire, or just a regular person. Everybody has, you know, you can have a million people in the world that has a great idea every single day, but very few amount of them will actually write that idea down. Another very few amount of those people will elaborate on that idea. And an even smaller amount would actually follow through what that idea actually, you know, is. So I'm actually going to go through my process and what I feel like and my perspective on getting started. Instead of wondering where to start, that's like one of my biggest, complaints, or when people ask me for help or advice, they need help on either building a team or they just want to know where to get started. And a lot of people just don't know. So, like I said, man, a million people have great ideas every single day. But out of those million people, only a good 100,000 will write down that idea on paper. And I feel like that is the best place to start, is not just having a great idea, but writing that good idea down. Then you can start making sense and rationalizing that idea and saying, okay, well, maybe I can make my idea look like this, or maybe I can change the name of it because I know somebody that has an idea like this, or just a lot of things. So write that idea down. Don't sleep on yourself. And I think that instead of wondering where to start, just start. And that's just by taking that idea and writing on paper. And you can tell me what your idea is. You can write it down. So with writing that idea down, I would start it with, a very simple tip that I use every day, and I always tell a lot of my clients and the people that I work with, is that Google Docs is your friend. Google Docs is your friend. You can log into your email. You can even create an email for your idea. Log into your Google Docs.
create a folder for that idea. And then you can create documents for sections of your idea. Turn it into a brand. Then develop it into a business. One of my favorite entrepreneurs and brand coaches, Gary Vee, always says that entrepreneurship is like basketball. And a lot of people want to play pickup. A lot of people want to play pickup, but not many will make it to the NBA. They're the people that actually practice, put the ball on the court, not just bounce it and dribble it around all the time, but actually practice their shots and practice their placement on the ball, their hand placement on the ball, practice agility and quick turns and passing, not just, you know, the generalization of I want to be a basketball player, but you have to know all of these technical things. So starting with your idea will enable you to grow structure and plant that seed. And I do feel like writing it down is the best way to get it started. But like I said, man, we're going to take this Google Doc idea and actually go ahead and elaborate on that, which brings me to my next topic. Is that after you write that idea down, is actually elaborate on it. So if I were you, I would, you know, ask yourself, what is my idea? What is this thing? What do I have to say? What do I have to present to the world? Who will I serve? Who will this idea serve? Who am I giving this to? You know, you don't want to cook a Thanksgiving dinner and have nobody to feed it to, right? So why would you want to create a super dope idea and have nobody that can see it? And that's the point of elaborating your idea. What will your idea look like? What problem will your idea solve? These are the things that you have to elaborate on. And again, 1 million people will have a great idea. Only 100,000 people will write it down. But out of those 100,000 people, only 10,000 people will sit down and elaborate on that idea. They will elaborate on that idea. What does my idea look like? Who's my idea solving? What problem is my idea solving? Who will my idea serve? All of these things will go down the road. You have to be able to go through this process. It's one of those tedious processes of, it's like putting oil and gas into your lawnmower and actually cutting the grass when all you wanted was your grass to be cut. Like, we get it. You know, you don't want to go through the process. It's like thawing out your chicken, seasoning it, letting it marinate in the sauce, putting it in the oven to bake for 2 hours, bringing it out and letting it cool down. I get it. It's a tedious process and nobody really wants to go through it, but how necessary is it? How good is food microwaved over actually baked and given that love to? So you have to develop and nurture that idea like it's a baby. You have to become totally obsessed with that idea from jump. If you missed that, then you're already lost. You already lost. If you're not obsessed and immersed with that idea, you wouldn't write it all the way down. You don't even care enough. You don't even care enough. You haven't even allowed yourself to develop the passion you needed to take that idea and write it on paper. You're wasting your time. Imagine going into Hollywood, a Hollywood studio. You just walked into Paramount Films, right? And you just set up this crazy meeting with the owner of Paramount Films, and you say, "Dude, I got this crazy idea. Crazy, it's crazy, man. You're gonna love it. Everybody loves this idea." And you say, "Man, my idea does this. This is my idea for the film." And he says, "Okay, show me what you got." "Well, man, I can only tell you. I don't have it written down or anything like that. Let me just..." He's going to say, "Stop right there. I really don't know what to tell you. I mean, you really think an owner of a famous film company is going to want to help somebody without even a treatment for the pilot? Let alone the script for the entire season?" Your idea has to be elaborated on. It is for your sake, but it is for the sake of the people that you want to be influenced by your idea, that you want to actually be embraced by your idea, meaning working on your idea when you start building your team, so forth and so on. So while we're in our Google Docs, we have a document that says what our idea is. But then that next document we're going to open up says, okay, this is my idea. This is who my idea is serving. This is the age group. This is what they look like. This is what they wear. This is where they hang out. This is the problem they have. This is why they have that problem. And this is how I'm going to solve it. And then you have to come up with what you want to look like for those people. How are you going to fit in and relate to those people? What are going to be your primary color, your accent color, and even that secondary color in the middle? What is your overall objective? Like, you really have to elaborate on this idea. And this is where a lot of entrepreneurs and creative people go wrong. A lot of people go wrong right here. And they start prematurely. They start at a very early phase where they don't know. They don't even know about their business. They don't know the competition, or they haven't done the research. And that brings me to my next point, is doing that research, really figuring out your arena, your area. If you step onto an NBA basketball court, you're not going to be thinking about how the players are playing in the NCAA. That's not your arena. You're going to worry about the stats in your current environment, and you have to look at who your competitors are, but not only who your competitors are, but who are the people that are doing one thing better than you, or doing everything better than you. Not necessarily at a competitor standpoint, but as a, okay, I like what they're doing, let me go ahead and adopt that. You know, don't look at things negatively. And that's where that research comes in, really reflecting. And a lot of people, I talked to a good friend of mine about self-reflection. And self-reflection is something that entrepreneurs have to do. And we have to allow ourselves to be influenced, criticized, you know, things like that. And amongst doing that research, I mean, one thing that became very famous in the back in the day, when marketing was the thing, and it's focus groups. And focus groups are very important and very key. And that's kind of how I utilize my resources. Everybody has their own way of building and doing their research. But as long as you do it, and as long as you do it thoroughly. But the way my focus groups look like are me knowing who I'm going to call. And then I call them in the order I need to call them in. So I know who's going to give me what type of answer, and I know what type of substance I'm going to get from my resources. So when I start at the foundation, I call the people that are really good at building foundations. And then when I'm at the top, I talk to the people that are there. And I always ask, you know, people that are totally unrelated to me and my idea, what they think about if this was presented to you, or if you had something like this. This is something that you have to ask people as a business person. If you miss this question, you're going to miss serving the right people. This research is going to take you back to step two. It's going to take you back to step two, because this research, this self-reflection, it's going to recycle and take you back to step two. Now you can reevaluate all of these R's, people. You can reevaluate what your idea is, who your idea is serving. Do you get where I'm coming from, or am I tripping? So you have to do your research. Okay, so now you've done your research. You open up your Google document, people, and you put what you found. You put your findings in. You put all of your references in. All of us have been in school. All of us have written papers before, and all of us have had to cite where we got our information from. This was for the teacher's purpose of knowing that you did not plagiarize or just make up stuff, right? This is because the teacher wanted to know that you knew where to find the information. In this level right now, it's just for you. It's just for you. You need to know where to find this information. You just can't keep copying and pasting stuff on the internet. Know where you got it from, because if that document changes anytime soon, you may have some false information, or you can kind of compare data. This is important. Your research document should be big. It should be its own folder. A lot of these things could be, if you are very serious about your idea, and this is where to start. So
So we got our idea down on paper. So we've elaborated on what our idea is. We've reevaluated our idea. We've reflected on our idea. We've researched our idea. We went back to step two, redefined our idea. Now we're at step four, people. And step four is just like this. You got 1 million people that have a great idea. You have 100,000 people that actually write it down. You have 10,000 people that actually elaborate on their idea. You only have 1,000 people that will research that mug, right? Now we're getting close to who really wants it. They're researching the idea, but out of that 1,000 people, only 100 of the people do the business correctly. In this research, in that research spot, bro, you should have been doing the what business? What type of business will it be? What type? You should have already covered these grounds down from the creative side, what your idea, the idea is, to the technical side of what your idea and how your idea will operate. You don't. You have an idea, but you now have to build a system. You have to have a business. You have to remove yourself from the brand thinking to the business thinking. And there are two sides of things. There are two sides of things. And they can work. They can work parallel, but you have to be able to work them parallel, simultaneously, like at the same time, bro. So the business. The business is important. If you've researched what your business is and what you'll be doing, you'll know exactly what to do. So now you can start copywriting some of your ideas, patenting some of your original ideas, LLCing your business, copywriting your name, trademarking your name, so forth and so on. Not only is this important for you, but it's important for your brand and for your customers to be actually working with credible businesses. Now, if you mess up with this wonderful idea you've had thinking and you've done all this research and you've done all this elaborating on and you fail to do the business side, you can find yourself moving backwards. And I'm not saying in the where to start process. I'm saying in a credibility process. At this point with your business, you've built up so much credibility because you have this idea. You follow through on writing it down. You follow through on what you're going to look like. Built your aesthetics. You've researched what your business is. And now it's time for you to do the business. Now it's time for you to put your money where your mouth is. Now it's time for you to stop filling this balloon up with hot air. And now it's time to make it float. It's time to move. It's time to move. So, for example, man, I'm in from the beautiful city of St. Louis, Missouri, and there's a wonderful artist here. He's a graphic visual artist, and he does a lot of illustrator work. He does a lot of recreation work, and we were talking about the importance of copywriting, and he was very hesitant on getting his stuff copyrighted because of how expensive it was in his eyes. And I was saying, well, you know, sometimes, you know, it's about $45 to, you know, whatever it is to copyright something. You can copyright something for very, very cheap, you know. And he was like, well, you know, I have so many different works. I have to copyright each one. And I'm like, no. You don't have to. There are ways that around it. And it's all about doing your research. If you've done your research and you're ready to do the business, or if you're ready to do the business, you should be doing the research and knowing that you can take 100 of your pieces of work, 100 of your ideas, and put it on one copyright, baby. Now, if you're ready for a general copyright and saying, okay, this is 20 Twins Podcasts and everything I upload is under 20 Twins Podcast, the copyright, then I'm protected. That's protected under that. You can't move it. You know, so be ready for the generalization. If you want to, you know, specify a particular piece under the copyright name, then okay, that's when you're talking about paying for it individually, but you could take a massive group of work and copyright it all. Don't get it twisted, and don't ever be afraid to do the business right. Because a lot of these things will cost you very cheap now, but if you don't do the business, it can cost you so much more later. And that's what I got to say about that. So you're not ready to do the business, and you're not ready to get the business done, you need to be rethinking even having this idea. And if you want to make money off of it, it might be time to take that part serious. So LLC your business. Find out within your state what is required to create a LLC or a corporation or sole proprietorship. In some states, you can go directly to the government site. In other states, there's a commission for businesses. Do your research. Find out how it works in your state. And don't go through LegalZoom, because you can find yourself spending $250, $350, $75. No. When you can go to your governing state's website and find out how it's done, it's going to find yourself spending no more than $100 to LLC your company through their site, filing your paperwork yourself, no matter how long the process is. I know in Missouri, you can do it very easily, $55. $50 plus the $5 processing fee. If you want a fictitious name before you start the business, it's $7. There are so many things you can do here for a very cheap price, and if you organize yourself properly, you'll be good. So this brings us to our next Google Doc, y'all. So we got another Google Doc, and we've put all of our business things on here. I can put a copy of my articles of organization in there. I have my operating agreement. Now I know how my company's going to operate physically and business-wise. I know that if I'm the only owner, I can say this is how this is going to run. I'm going to do everything. Or if I have somebody I'm working with, or three people I'm working with, we need to specify roles, how it's going to work physically and how it's going to work business-wise, meaning percentages, equity, everything. You have to do your research. This is where I come in. This is where you hit me up and say, okay, I need a little bit of coaching to understand what's going on. This is where you pull somebody in, put your pride aside and say, okay, I may not understand what's going on, because you'll find yourself stuck in the same spot because you don't know the business and you don't want to get screwed. Like I said, a lot of these things cost you very little now to keep you from having to pay millions later on. Do the business. So that's where you got to start. These are the places where you have to start. So again, let's double back. A million people say, I got a dope idea. 100,000 of those people write the idea down. 10,000 of those 100,000 write down an elaboration of what this idea is, really becoming obsessed and immersed in that idea. 10,000. 1,000 of those people will do the research, the reflection, the reevaluation, the redefining of their business. Actually, but like I said again, still emerged and obsessed about their idea. It's 1,000 people. 100 of those people, of those 1,000, they are going to do the business right. Okay? They're going to do the business. They're going to get all of that stuff ready. They know their branding stuff is right. All of that stuff. Now it's time to move. The last step should be how you move. How you make it happen. You have a business plan. Now you got a business model. Now you can say, this is how we are going to be successful. And this happens in two parts. This is how you tell the world, because if you got a great idea, you have to tell everybody about it. You don't want to tell them where you got somebody taking that mug, but you got to make sure you've done all of these steps here. Now you're copyrighted, protected, and everything. You ain't got nothing to worry about. You can tell the world. So tell the world. Put it on a website. Put it all over the city on stickers, t-shirts, giveaway shirts, sell shirts. Everything you can do to promote this brand. Now it's time to get it popping. Now you've done everything you've needed to do to be public and not have nothing to be worried about. It's very important that you do these things. And again, like I said, you got a great idea. You got to tell the world. And so that's just making it move. That's doing it. But before you even do that, you got to know how you're going to do it. You got to strategize. You got to be smarter than everybody else. You got to figure out, okay, this is where we come in. This is how we do this. This is wave one, wave two. However your campaign moves, however your strategy moves, you have to put something in place and then execute, move. Why? Don't just buy a bunch of shirts and it don't make sense. Let's do something and make it make sense. You know, you can do all of those, you know, beautiful shirts, but if you're spending more money than you're making money, then you're in the wrong game. So that's pretty much it, man, and how to start, man. So that's literally 10 people out of that 100 people that will properly promote themselves. So out of 1 million people, we started with 1 million people, and only 10 of them will actually be millionaires. Maybe. That's about a good chance, right? I mean, the internet has made those odds capable of achieving it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you really don't have to think that, you know, out of 1 million people, 10 of those people can become millionaires. And I feel like, I hope that those 10 people are listening, because it might just be 9, because I'm one, and we can be in 1 million. But I definitely want you guys to take heed to what I'm saying, man. What is your idea? Write it down, and please write down everything about it. Okay. Now do some research and think about it again. Just sleep on it. All right? All right. Now, when you're done with that, get your business right. And after the business is together, bruh, please step back, figure out how you're going to move, and make it move. I want everybody to follow me on all my social media at DJ20Twin on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter. You can also get at me on LinkedIn. You can search 20Twin or Randall Herndon. Yes, that's my government, and I don't care. I want everybody to have a beautiful Wednesday, man. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Whenever you're hearing this, or whether it's at lunch, in your car, chilling, it's your boy DJ 20Twin, Coach 20Twin, the only 20Twin. Peace.